binnen Den Haag voor 1872. Radicale muziek, een revolutionaire boodschap en scheid aan autoriteit. Dit is 1872. Ruis op de radio.
Ja, daar zijn we weer. 1872, weer in de lucht. Vorige maand waren we even weg, maar we zijn terug. Wat is er gebeurd sinds dat we weg waren? Nou, ik lees op Indymedia dat de nieuwe shortstay appartementen aan de Walter-Piermont-kade helemaal onder de werfbommen zijn gegooid. Lekker bezig. Ja, die appartement of het gebouw toen nog leeg stond, die was in 2020 gekraakt. Maar wat gaan we vanavond doen? We hebben een fragment van de anarchistische gevangene Toby Schoen. Die spreekt vanuit de gevangenis in Bristol. Waarom het relevant is voor hier, dat gaan we zo uitleggen. En een interview. Volgens mij stond de muziek een beetje hard. En we hebben ook een interview vanavond met twee mensen die bij het woonprotest in Leiden waren. Dat is zo meteen allemaal. Eerst even wat muziek is.
1872, ruis op de radio.
You know them a go run out of town when we apply pressure. Babylon time done, yo, send for the stretcher. So where them a deal with, who can't hear them a go feel it. When if you go sign and seal it, fire can't done, fire just start. Fire a go button up the whole of them clod. You know them a go run out of town when we apply pressure. Babylon time done, yo, send for the stretcher. So where them a deal with, who can't hear them a go feel it. When if you go sign and seal it, fire can't done, fire just start. Fire a go button up this bomb up this bomb. Listen. Fresh out the dungeon, hello when the win function. Bun up wet skin like Bunsen, but dog them with the and them tough like Samson. You know my thing, everything me a like action. Me a deal with a long talking, wait for the revolution, but the revolution can't start. We have got blood clot starting. Special cover this rotting, shut them for see a life as in calling. Politics keeps my people them starving. Now you got siren this while I got him. While them I make money in a bungle, girl I sell pussy cause they want the next gram of cocaine. When a man them belly start rumble, come out the jungle. Babylon's burning today, them a run out of home when we apply pressure. So when I'm gonna deal with who can hear them, I can feel it. When it becomes fine and sealing, fire can't done, fire just start. Fire rock a bun up the whole of them blood clots. Things are rough, clots, joke things.
Babylon time done, yo, send for the stretcher. So when them a deal with, who can't hear them, I can feel it. When if you go sign and seal it, fire can't done, fire just start. Fire rock a button up the whole of them clot. You know them a go run out of town when we apply pressure. Pressure. Babylon time done, yo, send for the stretcher. So when them a deal with, who can't hear them, I can feel it. When if you go sign and seal it, fire can't done, fire just start. Fire rock a button up this bomb a clot. Listen. General election, so we're gonna get crashed at. Slough weight, everything in Babylon section, we're tired of the fuck free and we don't chat. Whatever chat about why we are hunt for the food and them argue about tax. People are dead, mom's still crying, the fire's gonna blaze on these Evercrats. So we send for your Gideon boo, camouflage suit, stack it close up on the parliament booth. Slough to the base with a full team, I've a men at war game, wicked by quarter past two. Solutions or 21 gun salute, simple from a warrior's point of view. Be a funny thing when I run upon them, nobody rascal.
no peace. And some of them sell drugs in the West End, and they buy shots in the East. And now some of their mothers are crying, cause some of their sons deceased. One in the cheese, brothers are bucking and gunning for nothing but beef. And every deal we win, got wickedness are increased. Cops and the robbers, box with the shotters, licking their sticky in the streets. It's simple, strictly love and unity we need. In the shop, man, one time. Could have been a prisoner, they could have been a fine. Them a bad man willing to hold the street, but with him in a jail, them quiet like sheep. And the family are weep and they just can't sleep. And a man, I say I'm rather see. Every day another one bite it just, cause they don't give a damn about us. With the billy when I fight and fuss, when I walk on the street and I ride my bus. I just wanna be stress free and live in a peace and harmony. Sound of the screen, and fiery with the conscious spies and the reality.
Boss sound system in your home. Have you got a complaint, neighbor? Maybe you're tired of every sound boy on your street killing you with the wickedest rhythms. The Bass-O-Matic sound system from Boss Audio is the perfect way for you and your household to anti-socially behave yourselves.
Ruis op de radio.
Ja, we gaan nu even naar een fragment luisteren van een anarchistisch gevangene, Toby Schoon. Toby Schoon zit vast in het Verenigd Koninkrijk, in de gevangenis van Bristol. Waarom is dat relevant voor hier, behalve de solidariteit die we moeten geven, is omdat hij is opgepakt in tijdens een antiterreuroperatie die gericht was tegen het informatiecollectief 325 No State. Dus dat is een website en ook een publicatie. En aan die antiterroristische organisatie heeft ook de Nederlandse politie samengewerkt met de Britse politie. En die hebben in Nederland servers in beslag genomen waar de websites op gehost werden. Waar dat is, dat weten we niet. Maar het heeft in ieder geval een connectie met hier. Ja, dus het interview of het fragment is wel in het Engels. Maar Toby gaat even zijn situatie uitleggen.
My name is Toby Schoen and I am an imprisoned anarchist held in Bristol prison who was kidnapped at gunpoint by the anti-terrorist unit as part of Operation A Dream in UK. The repression was aimed to target the anarchist group of Critique and Praxis, 325 Collective, and the website 325.nostate.net. Operation A Dream is an attack by the British state in conjunction with European partners against anarchist direct action groups, counter-information projects, prisoner solidarity initiatives, and the new anarchist critique of the technological singularity and the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. Operation A Dream is the first time that anti-terrorist legislation has been used against the anarchist movement in the UK. I was taken hostage by the regime on the 18th of November 2020 by a team of tactical firearms cops after a car chase through the remote forest of Dean, which is on the border with South Wales, 1 hour north of Bristol. At the same time, coordinated raids took place at five addresses in the forest of Dean against collective living projects, hangouts, and a storage unit. I was taken under armed guard to a nearby police station where I was held incommunicado and interrogated many, many times. I refused to speak during the interrogations and I did not cooperate with the murderers in uniform. I was charged with four counts of terrorism, one charge of Section 2, dissemination of terrorist publications, as a suspected administrator of 325.nostate.net, two charges of Section 58, possession of information useful for the purposes of terrorism, those being two videos, one of which showed how to improvise an explosive-shaped charge, and the other demonstrated how to burn down a mobile phone transmitter. I was charged with Section 15, funding terrorism, which was related to cryptocurrency wallets hosted on 325.nostate.net, which were for the support of anarchist prisoners and publications. I denied all the charges. I was also accused during the interrogations of membership of FI, IRF, the Informal Anarchist Federation, International Revolutionary Front. I was accused of writing FI documents and carrying out several actions in the Bristol area, which were claimed by cells of the FI, as well as those of the Earth and Animal Liberation Fronts. These included an incendiary attack against a police station, the burning down of a mobile phone transmitter, and liberation of animals. Bristol is an area of UK where there have been countless anarchist sabotages and direct actions taking place over the last two decades, and which remain unsolved by police despite multi-million pound investigations and joint media witch hunts against anarchists in the city. From the collective spaces and hangouts that were raided during Operation A Dream, the cops seized hundreds of copies of 325 No. 12 magazine, dozens of anarchist pamphlets, books, stickers, posters and flyers, laptops, mobile phones, printers, hard drives, cameras, radio frequency jammers, GPS units, smoke, noise and flash charges, replica firearms, and cash. In the evidence produced against me was numerous anarchist publications, including 325 No. 12 magazine, which is about the fourth and fifth industrial revolution. The pamphlet, Incendiary Dialogues, by Gustavo Rodriguez, Gabriel Pombo da Silva, and Alfredo Cospito, which is published by Black International Editions. Also the text, What is Anarchism? By Alfredo Bonanno, Dark Knight's Newsletter, the small book, Anarchy, Civil or Subversive, by 325 and Dark Matter Publications, a flyer in solidarity with anarchist prisoners, Alfredo Cospito and Nicola Guy, a flyer against the COVID-19 lockdowns called Face the Fear, Fight the Future, as well as many other texts and publications in solidarity with anarchist prisoners and revolutionary organisations such as the CCF, conspiracy of cells of fire. I was remanded to Wandsworth Prison in London after appearing at Westminster Magistrates Court and held under anti-terrorist conditions. I was denied to make any phone call in the prison for 10 days, as well as a similar embargo on my mail. I was denied to see my lawyers for 6 weeks, 23 and a half hour solitary confinement, with sometimes up to 48 hours without being able to leave the cell for anything other than to collect a meal. No yard time for the first 3 weeks, and then only allowed to go outside on the yard once a fortnight for 35 minutes. No gym, no library, no education, no activities. I was held in a dungeon-like cell with no natural light and subjected to deafeningly loud construction noise, as I was placed by the counter-terror unit next to a new section of the prison being built. My letters, phone calls and associations all subject to routine monitoring and censorship, with constant obstruction to access for my lawyers, post and books. I did not receive the full case against me for many, many months. Operation A Dream is a montage fitting together disparate, unconnected elements typical of repressive operations in Southern Europe, which has spread across the continent. This is now being deployed by the British police. Operation A Dream seeks to present the conspiracy of cells of fire as a continuation of the armed Marxist-Leninist revolutionary organization, November the 17th. This is an important fantasy for the purposes of repression in this operation, as November the 17th is a proscribed group in the UK. Most importantly, Operation A Dream sought to present the diverse range of anarchist groups, publishing projects and prisoner support initiatives as an array of organisational hubs for the execution and glorification of terrorism. The case was authorised by the Director of Public Prosecutions, Max Hill, QC. The investigation revealed at least the participation of Dutch and German cops, the hidden hand of the security services, and an international dimension to the operation based on previous waves of repression in Spain, Italy and Greece was evident. During my interrogations, I was being asked a pre-written script of questions, which, for instance, not even detectives appeared to understand why I was being asked, as the entire operation was a marionette guided by others to achieve a political purpose. About that, I can only quote the murdered anarchist Bartolomeo Vanzetti, who remarked, "The higher of them, the more jackass." It is certainly appropriate, as on the 6th of October 2021 at Bristol Crown Court, I was found not guilty. However, I was condemned for the possession and supply of Class A and B narcotics, the psychedelic medicines LSD, DMT, psilocybin, MDMA, and marijuana, as these were all seized from the collective spaces. I was sentenced to 3 years, 9 months. I'm also fighting against a serious organized crime prevention order, which is demanded by the anti-terrorist unit and the prosecutors. The order would put me under a form of house arrest for up to 5 years when I finally get released, with a punishment of up to 5 years if I breach the order. The order would control and monitor my daily movements, contact with others, residence, usage of money, devices, international travel, and so on. It demands precise information be given to the cops of all my friends, contacts and loved ones, and is simply a means to monitor and criminalize my friendship and living environments. My trial for that is scheduled no earlier than the 15th of January. and the investigation against me continues, as does Operation A Dream, which is aimed at the 325 Collective. I want to thank all those who have supported me. My heart is open and strong, and I am determined. I send to you all a huge hug and a smile.
Yeah. state, you know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And I'm hitting cameras in the streetlight watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, he just spreading the seed.
Black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now, many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male, live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.